free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Chanting familiar slogans such as Free Palestine and Free Gaza, dozens of protesters converged in DuPont Circle on Quds Day to call for the restoration of the rights of Palestinian people that some
well-intentioned Americans are allowing themselves to be misled by the concepts of Christian Zionism, which at its source of being successful depends upon convincing the American public that Muslims are their enemies.
People carrying placards that denounced Israeli nuclear weapons and the killing of civilians gathered in the area. The rally also criticized Washington's attempts at Middle East talks this week, initiated at the White House and formally started at the U.S. State Department.
We see negotiations taking place in Washington and other European capitals, only to be followed by more occupation, more repression, more expansionism, more racism.
How many more have to die before the goal goes goodbye? Seems like it'll never stop since the war is supplied.
Many protesters and activists say they don't have confidence in the Obama administration in assembling a peace plan for the Middle East. They want groups such as Hamas to be part of negotiations, and they want the deaths of innocent civilians to stop. Many people attending the rally say Hamas also fights for the rights of Palestinians, and that Quds Day is a time to proclaim support for the oppressed at venues where all people, regardless of race and religion, can attend.
If we have 2 billion Muslims, and these are mostly Muslims in Palestine that are suffering, why can't something be done about it?
This woman makes signs to raise awareness about the desperate situation that many Palestinians live under, Israeli occupation in the West Bank, and East Jerusalem, Al-Quds, as refugees in other countries or in difficult conditions in the Gaza Strip.
Anyone, anywhere around the world, oppression and injustice is wrong. It is a vicious crime against humanity. And human beings who don't stand up and speak out against this oppression and injustice, if they don't stand up as a human race and speak out against it and stop it from happening, then it's going to happen to us.
Speakers from various backgrounds spoke to activists and passers-by for several hours. Plans were announced for another humanitarian mission to Gaza, which has been under tight Israeli control for years. For Press TV, Colin Campbell, Washington.